2 years after Lenormand's jump in Montpellier, he coined the word parachute, combining the Italian prefix para, meaning to protect, with the French word chute, meaning fall, to describe the function of the device. After Lenormand's demonstration, parachute design rapidly evolved. In 1785, the same year Lenormand coined the term, Jean-Pierre Blanchard demonstrated the use of a parachute to safely land from a balloon using a dog. In 1793, Blanchard got the chance to test the parachute himself when his balloon was torn. He also invented a foldable parachute made of silk, replacing the linen fabric stretched over a wooden frame. In 1797, André Garnerin made the first jump using a frameless silk parachute. In the early 20th century, Charles Brodwick introduced two important parachute innovations. He packed the parachute into a knapsack worn on the back, and the parachute was deployed using a static line attached to a balloon. When Brodwick jumped from the balloon, the static line stretched, pulling the parachute out of the pack and then detaching. This integrated system worn on the back became the standard for all modern parachutes. Even today, military paratroopers use static line parachutes,